you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With the Thursday 830 on the Go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Vance Belter now faces back-to-back life sentences following a federal plea deal. The redevelopment of a key piece of George Floyd Square is now stalled, and Target Field concession workers will strike on June 22nd. But first, a surprising change of plea for Vance Belter in federal court.
Dressed in a bright orange sweatshirt and sweatpants and shackled at the ankles, Vance Belter avoided the death penalty by pleading guilty to the murders of Mark and Melissa Hortman and the shootings of John and Yvette Hoffman. Belter spoke periodically throughout the hearing, acknowledging facts of the case. Under terms of the agreement, he's expected to serve two consecutive life sentences, followed by 40 years in federal prison. No sentencing date has been set. Outside the federal courthouse in downtown Minneapolis, Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Belter now faces back-to-back life sentences following the federal plea deal as a state trial still looms. U.S. Attorney Daniel Rosen.
When you have a defendant that is prepared to plead guilty, take consecutive life terms plus, to ensure that he never sees freedom again in his entire life, that was an opportunity that we just could not pass up.
While the deal spared Belter from the death penalty, he still faces separate first-degree murder charges in Hennepin County and a civil lawsuit filed by the Hoffman family. Federal prosecutors yesterday announcing the arrest of a man charged in the Feeding Our Future fraud case, who's been on the run since early 2024. Saeed Abdullahi Areg was recently added to the FBI's new most wanted fraudster list. He peacefully surrendered in Minneapolis yesterday after flying back from Kenya, according to federal prosecutors. Areg is facing several charges in connection with the case, accused of taking over $4 million in federal child nutrition program payments meant to serve hungry children. More than 70 people have been charged in the $250 million scheme. A strike date has been set for Delaware North Company concession workers.
Local 17 has set a June 22nd date to picket. At the moment, the strike is scheduled for just one day, but workers are prepared to go longer if necessary. Secretary Treasurer Shea Freeberg.
We're keeping open the possibility of striking more games or an open-ended strike if Delaware North continues to not take this seriously.
In a statement released by Delaware North, they said, quote, "It is our full intention to continue full-service concessions at Target Field should there be a strike."
And I think if you're a fan and you're intent on coming to the game, you should bring your own food because there will not be food available for you to purchase.
Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
The primary is still about 2 months away, but there is already plenty of campaign ads running in the U.S. Senate race. And the tone has been somewhat nasty on the Democratic side. Angie Craig and Peggy Flanagan are both working to win the primary in August, with Flanagan getting some help from Republican Tom Emmer, who posted a photo of Craig hugging her on the floor. WCCO radio political analyst Blois Olson.
I think it shows that Republicans would prefer to run against Peggy Flanagan, and it confirms that Tom Emmer is willing to troll Angie Craig if it means Republicans having a shot at winning the U.S. Senate seat.
He added that Republicans have their own issues in that race, with Michelle Tafoya facing off against Adam Schwarzy, who won the party's endorsement at the state convention. It's back to the drawing board for the redevelopment of a key piece of George Floyd Square in South Minneapolis. The full Minneapolis City Council voting to reject Mayor Jacob Frey's proposal to award the People's Way project to the Minnesota Agape Movement. Council members expressing concerns about the group's qualifications, saying the public's input was not considered. Council member Robin Wansley.
The city absolutely fumbled this process from start to finish. And I have spent my entire time on city council doing thorough oversight over the Frey administration's procurement processes, but I have never seen a contract mishandled in the unique way that this one was.
Councilmember Alryn Chowdhury.
We need to do this right. This has to have the trust of the community because the city of Minneapolis cannot supplement that trust. The city of Minneapolis has been a part of breaking that trust.
Council and city development officials are requesting a meeting with Mayor Jacob Frey next week to figure out next steps. A new 10-year deal between the University of Minnesota and physicians and Fairview could help address a growing need for physicians, not only in the state, but across the country. University of Minnesota President Rebecca Cunningham on the WCCO Radio Morning News with Vanita Sakar.
We train 70% of the state's healthcare professionals, 70% of the doctors, 70% of the veterinarians, 70% of the pharmacists and the dentists. We're a critical engine for to make sure that communities, especially rural communities all across the state, have access to health care and access to high quality trained health care close to home.
Once approved, the new deal would take effect on January 1st. Finally, the World Cup starts today with much fanfare. A couple restaurants in downtown Minneapolis are hosting watch parties, including the local and Brits Pub, who partnered with the Minnesota United to have a big shindig across the street at PV Plaza. General Manager Shane Higgins says they'll get fans from all over the world.
To be honest, it's a melting pot. You know, when you say Minnesota fans, yeah, people living in Minnesota, but every country comes down. So we get, you know, every nation will be playing. There'll be representatives from every nation, and they all bring their own passion.
Team USA's first game is tomorrow night at 8 p.m. against Paraguay. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.